بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، أعاذنا الله وأجارنا من النار. أيها الإخوة المسلمون، لقد حللنا اليوم بشهر هجري جديد، هو شهر ربيع الأول، ذلكم الشهر الذي اشتهر بين المسلمين عوامهم وخواصهم لكونه شهر المولد النبوي، شهر ميلاد النبي عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. وقد اختلف المسلمون بعد القرون المفضلة حول طريقة إظهار سرورهم بمناسبة مولد النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في هذا الشهر، مما أدى إلى اختراق الثوابت وزعزعة الأخوة الدينية وتجاوز آداب الخلاف فيما يسوغ فيه الخلاف، وكثر الغلو والجفاء في تناول الموضوع من كثير من المنتسبين إلى العلم والصلاح، فكان لا بد من التنبيه إلى بعض الثوابت التي يجب العض عليها مع عدم محاولة سد الخلاف في المسائل المختلف فيها عبر القرون من العلماء المعتبرين والفقهاء العاملين. وإن من هذه الثوابت، أولا، شهر ربيع الأول شهر من الشهور الاثني عشر عند الله عز وجل، يشرع فيه ما يشرع في غيره من استقباله بالدعاء المأثور والاعتبار بآمائه من ليل ونهار، وفقا لقوله تعالى: وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا، وقوله عز شأنه: وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين، فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب، وقوله تبارك وتعالى: إن في اختلاف الليل والنهار وما خلق الله في السماوات والأرض لآيات لقوم يتقون. ثانيا، لم يثبت عن الله تبارك وتعالى ولا رسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم نص صريح صحيح يميز شهر ربيع الأول بفضل أو فضيلة أو عبادة مخصوصة من أجل ليل أو نهار أو حدث وقع في الشهر، ولا ثبت ذلك عن أحد من السلف الصالح المقتدى بهم في أمور الدين. ثالثا، يجوز الفرح والسرور بأية مناسبة سارة وتذكرها وتذكيرها مع إظهار الشكر لله تبارك وتعالى عليها من غير اعتقاد ثواب مخصوص عليها، والأصل في ذلك قوله تعالى وذكرهم بأيام الله، وإقراره صلى الله عليه وسلم للفرح والسرور بيوم عاشوراء، وأمره بالصيام فيه شكرا لله تبارك وتعالى على نجاة نبي الله موسى عليه السلام من فرعون وقومه وبطشه، وتعليه صلى الله عليه وسلم لصيامه يوم الاثنين بأنه يوم ميلاده كما ثبت في الأحاديث الصحيحة. قال الحافظ ابن رجب الحنبلي في كتابه فتح الباري شرح صحيح البخاري: ولكن الأيام التي يحدث فيها حوادث من نعم الله على عباده لو صامها بعض الناس شكرا من غير اتخاذها عيدا كان حسنا، استدلالا بصيام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عاشوراء لما أخبره اليهود بصيام موسى له شكرا، وبقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما سئل عن صيام يوم الاثنين قال: ذلك يوم ولدت فيه وأنزل عليه علي فيه. قال: فأما الأعياد التي يجتمع عليها الناس فلا يتجاوز بها شرعة الله لرسوله وشرعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لأمته. رابعا، إن الخلاف بين الخلف من العلماء حول مشروعية إقامة احتفال يذكر فيه محاسن سيرة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأخلاقه صلى الله عليه وسلم وشيمه وآدابه والحظ على اتباع سنته واجتناب البدعة في الدين مع مأكولات ومشروبات توزع في أدب من دون معصية أو بدعة مجمع عليها هو الخلاف المعتبر في المسألة، وهو خلاف سيستمر فلا بد من نقاشه أو في نقاشه من التزام أدب الخلاف وعدم السعي عبثا في إنهاء الخلاف فيه. خامسا، إن الاحتفال المشوب بالبدع المتفق عليها من الاختلاط بين الجنسين والخلوة بالأجانب من الرجال والنساء وتعاطي المسكرات والغناء الماجن المحرم خارج عن دائرة الخلاف المذكور، فهو منكر يجب على جميع المسلمين إنكاره والابتعاد عنه قدر الطاقة، فذلك محدث وبدعة ضلالة متفق عليه بين جميع المتشرعة من الأصناف والطوائف المنتسبة حقا إلى الإسلام. ثالثا، إن حب الرسول صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم والدفاع عنه هو دافع المختلفين فيما اختلفوا فيه من طريقة إظهار السرور بمولده بغض النظر عن صوابية اجتهادهم، فكلا الطرفين محب وحبيب للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومثاب إن شاء الله على حبه، فحبه صلى الله عليه وسلم من مقتضيات الإيمان، وليس لمسلم من لا يحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فليترفع المختلفون من كل من الفريقين عن قذف الآخر بعدم حب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو تعمد عصيانه. ألا فالتزموا إخوة الإسلام بارك الله فيكم هذه الضوابط في تعاملكم مع بعضكم في هذا الشهر وغيره، وليأمر كل بالمعروف ولينهى عن المنكر حسب وسعه وطاقته، فيكون بذلك اجتماعنا على طاعة الله ورسوله، ونكون بذلك يدا على المبتدعة الصرف الذين شرعوا لأنفسهم المعاصي في الأعياد والخروج عن طاعة الله ورسوله متسترين لمحبته. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. All you brothers and sisters in Islam, I urge you just as I urge myself and as always to abide by the request of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to all and sundry, and which is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our dealings. Today's sermon is an urge to all and sundry to hold fast to the fundamentals of our religion, especially as it relates to the third month in the Islamic calendar, which is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. According to His Eminence, today is the fact of Rabi'ul Awwal in Nigeria. This is a month that is very popular among Muslims, the laymen, the scholars, and all categories, simply because it was the month in which our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was given birth to. That was the month in which he appeared as an infant into this world. Muslims, after the passage of their golden ages, have differed on how to show their happiness with the appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this month, to the extent that many of the fundamentals of our religion are forgotten, to the extent that the etiquette of differing are no more being adhered to by many a scholar and many groups and sections among the Muslims. It therefore behoves us, as we enter into the month, to remind Muslims on the proper way to handle our differences concerning some issues that we differ in this month. And to do that, this sermon addresses some 6 points that all Muslims have agreed upon them. Let us put this agreement in our consideration whenever we discuss the area of disagreement, so that even though we differ on some issues, we remain brothers, we remain Muslims, we remain إخوة المتحابين في الله, brothers who love one another for the sake of Allah, as Allah wants us to be as Muslims. Number one, the month of Rabi'ul Awwal is one of the 12 months recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah, and it is the fact as we have all known. Whatever is lawful in other months is also lawful in this month. Whatever is not permitted in other months is also not permitted in this month. What are the things or the example of what is permitted or we are encouraged to do whenever we see a new Christian? Is to welcome it with a prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to pray whenever we sight a new Christian. هلال خير ورشد ربنا وربك الله اللهم أهله علينا باليمن والبركة والسلام والإسلام. And then we should ponder into the alternation of day and night. They say volumes of what we should consider in our day-to-day lives, the alternation and the change of day and night, of the season and what have you, should be sufficient for us to heed to Allah's commands and be good and pious servants. These are some of the things we should be doing all the months. We all agree that we should be doing this in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. I urge us to stick fast to this. Number two, there is no categorical authentic text in the Quran or in the Hadith literature that is specifying any act of worship, any single virtue for the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, for which we may specify either the day or night in it with a specific form of worship to earn Allah's reward. I mean, anything specific. Scholars don't differ on this. They all agree on this. Let us put this into consideration as we discuss our differences. Number three, it is allowed to show happiness and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any good thing that happened to you in the past. When that day or that moment is repeated, it is allowed that you show your gratitude, your happiness with that particular moment. This we get it from the verse of the glorious Quran, where Allah instructed, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, remind them about Allah's days, good days, so that they remember it and they are happy that it was on this day that Allah did this and this for me. There is nothing in showing your happiness. And in showing your happiness, you can invite your friends, whatever, cook food for them, eat with them, pray, and do whatever is lawful. There is nothing wrong with this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated to Medina and met the Jews celebrating the 10th of Muharram, he asked them, they said, it is a good day for us in our history. We commemorate the victory of Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, and their deliverance from Pharaoh and his people. The Prophet said, we are more close to Musa than you. They said, Musa fasted that day to show his gratitude to Allah. The Prophet said, we are more close to Musa than you. And he fasted, he commanded his Ummah to fast the day of Ashura, and that is why we all do fast Ashura, in commemoration of something good that happened in the history. When he was also fasting on Mondays, and he was asked, why is it that you are consistent in fasting Mondays? He said, that was the day I was born. It was also the day I received first revelation, the day that the Quran was revealed in. So Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, while commenting on Sahih al-Bukhari, he made this declaration that if you will choose to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through fasting on a day that something good happened to you, there will be no problem based on this, but not that you take it as a festive day. He said, for festival, we shouldn't exceed the limits put by Allah for his Prophet or put by the Prophet for his Ummah. This is number three. Number four, scholars have differed concerning one kind in celebrating your happiness with the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. What is that type of celebration that they differ? Is when you gather your family or your friends or any group of people. You wine and dine together, you eat and drink, and then remind yourselves about loving the Prophet, about his seerah, about his good etiquette, about sticking to the sunnah and shunning all acts of deviation in life and in religion. That gathering where nothing bad is done, where no innovation is created, where no sin is perpetrated, this is where scholars differ, whether it is lawful or unlawful. This is what the life of Al-Imam Suyuti have advocated that it is permitted, and many other scholars. And this is the time that many of our scholars in the Maliki Madhab have abhorred and said that it is not permissible because it will open a way to taking the month or the day as the month of festivity. Number five. Any celebration that is mixed with acts of sin, clear deviations done in the guise of celebrating the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is condemned by all Muslims who are really Muslims in all groups that are really related to Islam. Number six. What we have narrated that scholars differ on it, those who said yes to it and those who said no to it, their decisions and positions both emanated from their sincere love to our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and their efforts towards defending his religion from aberrations, deviations, subtractions and additions. So they are doing it with good intention. They have done it to protect the integrity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There is therefore no room for castigating one another. There is therefore no room for defaming one another that this does not like the Prophet because he has this position, or that does not like the Prophet because he has the opposite position. When you accuse somebody of disliking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that amounts to accusing him of infidelity, of kufr, and getting out of Islam. Because he can never a Muslim who does not like and know the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. These six points are agreed upon by all sound Muslim scholars. And these are the things I ask us to put in mind. When we put this in mind, let us observe these things that are agreed upon. Where we differ, and the difference emanated from knowledge and sincere loyalty and obedience to the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should excuse one another and then debate it in an atmosphere of love, respect, and decorum. We should adhere to the etiquette of khilaf as enshrined in the books of fiqh and other branches of Islamic studies. I want to ask us again to be truthful and sincere in whatever we uphold as part of our religious activities. And we should not be eager to accuse one another of disloyalty in our religious activities
to our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also Allah. We should all exert our efforts towards commanding what is good and forbidding what is bad. For that is the only way to guarantee our unity in obedience to Allah and His Messenger. It is the only way that we can actualize our unity and we can show the divines among us that we are really against all kinds of deviation that is proved to be so without any doubt. Finally, we have had an election in Nasarawa State for the local government and it generally went peaceful. I want to use this opportunity to pray for peace in the state, to pray for more security in the state, to pray that the new leaders will continue with the good that their predecessors have done, and to pray that they are enabled to correct the mistakes of the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide our leaders to do the needful, to discharge their responsibilities with due diligence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide the leadership of this university to do what is right. May Allah continue to guide the staff and students of this university to be great and great in service to Allah and in the development of the university. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to overcome any challenge that can come our way in developing this university to be a world-class university and the most beautiful university. And as the Vice Chancellor has said, among the best 5 universities in Africa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us aright, and may we all die as sincere Muslims. أقول ما تسمعون أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم قم إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله. السلام. اللهم